Hello, this is Mace Hara for the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the free podcast for medical sales professionals. Hope you're having a wonderful year as we're approaching mid-year. Today I wanted to talk about the inevitable. In other words, what happens when something goes wrong in your territory? This is going to happen. If it hasn't happened already, trust me, it will. And the outcome of the event is going to be completely dependent upon how you handle it. When we're talking about healthcare, of course, we don't like to think about things going wrong. You're human. You're going to make mistakes. The people you work with are going to make mistakes. In fact, chances are they make mistakes all the time. Let's talk about handling the situation. What do you do after something bad happens? Let's say, for example, that you have to bring something for a procedure and you bring everything except you forget one critical item. And as a result of that, the healthcare provider has to alter what he or she would be doing to take care of that patient. As a result, the patient's treatment is not going to be what was planned, and it's your fault. How do you think the healthcare provider is going to feel about that? Probably not too happy. They won't be happy with the outcome, maybe, but they might not be happy with you, which is probably something that concerns you because it could impact your future business. Let's talk for a second what a lot of sales reps do when they're in this situation. They look for someone else to blame or a situation to blame. In fact, sales reps are often looking for people or circumstances to blame for everything that's going on in their business. For example, if a customer's not buying, well, he's not buying because he doesn't like me. He doesn't like people with gray hair. She's not buying because she doesn't like buying from other women. She only likes to buy from handsome men. People make all kinds of excuses. But what happens when you make excuses is you begin to erode the customer's trust. Remember trust? That element, that entity that you spent so much time trying to establish when you first met that customer, it can be destroyed in an instant. Yet, salespeople do it all the time. See, when you sell and you find yourself in a bad situation, you have a bit of a conundrum. Do you try to save trust by telling the truth? Or do you try to save face so you don't look stupid and perhaps you're hoping you won't feel the customer's wrath because of your error? It's a tough call, right? Actually, it shouldn't be. Let me tell you a story about a sales rep I knew and what happened with him. He worked in the orthopedic implant industry. And his job was to make sure that his customers, namely orthopedic surgeons, had everything that they needed to do a total knee replacement. Well, as often happens, it's easy to get complacent and to think that a set is complete, especially when there are literally hundreds of pieces that go in a total knee set. What happened was the sales representative was not present at the hospital for this surgery, and the doctor made all the bone cuts for a particular size knee component. Yet, when the circulating nurse in the room looked on the cart that had all the implants, the size that the doctor had cut the knee for was missing. Bad situation. They basically pulled every implant off the cart and tried to find it. And they called the rep, who said, "The implant is there. I know it's there. I checked the cart." Well, they never found the implant, and the rep was unable to get them one in an appropriate amount of time, so the doctor had to recut the knee for a smaller size, which meant that the sizing wasn't optimal, and the patient probably didn't get an optimal result. He or she may have received a satisfactory result, but it wasn't the optimal size, at least at the time of surgery. Well, the surgeon was very upset, and he told the rep that he wanted to see him in his office the next day to explain what happened. So, this is the result of that request. The rep showed up in the surgeon's office, and he said, "Doctor, as I imagined, the implant was on the cart. I checked it this morning, and sure enough, it was there. the nurse missed it. Wow. Well, what the rep didn't know was that the circulating nurse who was in the room that day went back in there and took an inventory of the cart, which he had to do because, again, there was a liability situation for the hospital since this implant was missing. The nurse took an inventory of the cart along with another employee in the hospital. They looked at every piece one by one, checked it off on a sheet, and both people verified that the implant was not on the cart. Yet, the rep was saying that it was, and in fact, he even took a photograph of the implant on the cart. Well, here's what happened. People saw the rep walking into the room, of course, with his briefcase. And apparently, the rep brought the implant in with him, placed it on the cart, and said, "Well, will you look? It was there all along. You dummies missed it." Well, the surgeon trusted the circulating nurse and the operating room staff implicitly, much more so than the rep, because he knew that they looked everywhere for that implant and it didn't magically show up. As a result of this, the doctor lost all faith in the sales rep. He switched his business. He asked for the rep to be kicked out of the hospital and for all of his equipment to be kicked out of the hospital. Now, what would have been the flip side of that? How could all of this have been avoided? If the sales rep just would have said, "Doctor, I don't know how it happened, but either I screwed up or someone in my office screwed up. I'm going to take ownership for it because I'm the one who's supposed to check the cart and make sure that you have everything that you needed, and you didn't." Now, of course, perhaps the reason the rep didn't do this was because he was potentially looking at a lawsuit, the omission of not having everything there if the patient got a bad result. But, of course, the other side of that is what took years to develop, that trust, that relationship, it was gone in a moment when he lied to the surgeon. So you're going to find yourself in these situations. And while it may be uncomfortable, oftentimes the best situation or the best way of handling it is to be honest. Talk to people at your company. Let them know what's going on, what happened, and ask for advice. But the bottom line is, however you choose to handle the situation, lying about it is not your best option. Besides, let's say this did go to court, and suddenly you're sitting in front of a judge and jury. In a courtroom, they don't call it lying, do they? They call it perjury, which is a very serious offense. You see, it's just easier to tell the truth from the beginning, because sooner or later, you're going to have to tell it anyway. And even more importantly, from a sales perspective, in terms of your continuing business, when you tell the truth, people will at least know you have integrity. You're human. You make mistakes. You screw up. It's not good, but it happens. At least show you have integrity. Because if people can challenge you on everything but your integrity, then you still have something that's powerful to hold on to. But when you've lost that, then you're just not worth doing business with. In fact, you're probably not even worth knowing. This is a pretty strong message, I think, for the Medical Sales Guru podcast, but it brings down a lot of people. And when you know what to do in advance of a situation before it ever happens, it makes the decision that much easier for you. That's why I'm having this conversation with you. I hope you'll take it to heart. I hope you'll be honest. And I hope whatever you do in your medical sales career, you will always put the patient first. And the way you do that is to protect your integrity no matter what. Go out and make a difference for the healthcare providers that you serve as well as their patients. I'll talk to you soon. I'm Mace Harrow.